The University of Queensland and Myuma Dugalunji Aboriginal Corporation finalised an agreement yesterday that gives the Indalunji Dadani people control over whether the natural properties of spinifex are harvested there for commercial purposes. Researchers are excited about the plant's potential after studying its fibres in the lab. Professor Darren Martin from the Australian Institute for Bioengineering and Nanotechnology explains some of the science behind it.
Every plant and tree, every living growing plant or tree can be broken down into basically nanoscale building blocks. And you can do that with wood pulp, you can do that with vegetables, you can do that with grasses. But what makes spinifex unique is that it's a super tough plant and it's evolved to survive under incredibly harsh conditions. And that has affected the structure. And the good news for us engineers is that the plant retains water, it has a very open structure, and to cut a very long story short, you can break the thing apart very easily into these long, thin nanofibers, which have really tough properties and look to be really useful for a whole number of things.
When you say they've got tough properties, how tough are we talking? Can you give us any comparison?
We have done some testing and they have kind of similar properties to Kevlar, and yet they're a renewable material. They're very light and they're very tough.
Now that you've discovered the properties of them, what do you think they'll be used for down the track? Has your research gone down that way?
Yeah, lots of different ways. So I'm a sort of a plastics and rubbers guy, so obviously we could mix these super tough renewable nanofibers into plastics and rubbers and improve their properties and make them more durable, and we're doing that and it works. Another one would be we can take the nanofibers and heat them up to high temperatures and form carbon. So another thing that we've been working on that we've got some funding for as well is to make a wholly renewable carbon fiber that's low cost and high performance. So if you think about the world moving towards super light electric cars, those guys are looking for carbon fibers to build the structures, the doors and the bonnets and even some of the other structures in these cars. And ideally, they'd like to build them out of renewable building blocks, not petrol-based building blocks.
Professor Darren Martin, he's overseeing the research into spinifex fibres at the University of Queensland. This research is all new, but the versatility of spinifex has been recognised by Northern Indigenous people for hundreds of years. The community around Camomile still uses its sap as an adhesive and the grass as a building material. Colin Saltmere, Managing Director of Myuma Dugalunji Aboriginal Corporation, says the development of spinifex into a nanomaterial could give the Northwest's Aboriginal community a new industry to develop.
We've been doing this for years, and like I said before, the spinifex grass is such a versatile natural resource. It's used for all those sorts of purposes, so all it is evolving from our knowledge into science, basically.
And what do you hope for the future? Will there be a day where Camomile's at the centre of an industry like this in terms of processing or delivery of an end product?
Look, that's the initial goal, and I don't think it's that far away. And to put things into perspective, Myuma Dugalunji Rainbow Gateway is the second biggest training provider to TAFE in Mount Isa, so the only one surpasses us is Glencore. And we're based in a very remote area, providing services and essential services for all ranges of programs across the country. So we don't see this as a quantum leap. We've planned this quantum leap.
Is it high time we see another industry in this region?
It is, and it's high time that we're seeing an industry that Indigenous people are involved in. I hear all the time in my travels that people are sick and tired of paying taxes of things that don't work, and especially in an economic climate that we've got. It's tight everywhere across the country, obviously from the federal level down to the state level. The mining boom's stopped, and eventually it'll come back one day, but as every economist has been saying, we need to start looking at diversity, and we believe that this industry will grow from the grassroots up.
Colin Saltmere, Managing Director of Myuma Dugalunji Aboriginal Corporation. The agreement struck with the university will give Collins community an equal stake in the commercial success of Spinifex products developed through this research program. UQ's Director of Social Science Research, Mark Western, says it also includes a unique clause which allows the community to veto commercialisation.
The significance is really that it reflects that this is a genuine partnership and that the Indigenous participants are as involved in the research as the university participants. And that means, in a sense, that they have the same rights to benefit that the university does, and importantly, they have the same rights to control how the intellectual property is used that the university does. And that's really a first for the University of Queensland.